Hey, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Jack Phillips' book ROI in Marketing. Sophie, I have to ask, how many times have you sat in a meeting where someone says, we need to prove the ROI of this campaign, and everyone just kind of nods but has no idea where to start?
Oh, way too many. And usually the answer is something vague like, we got 1 million impressions or engagement was up. But that's not really ROI. Phillips' book is basically the antidote to that. It gives you a real methodology to connect marketing spend to actual business results.
Right. And I love that he starts by calling out the elephant in the room. Marketing is often seen as a black hole for budgets. Executives cut it first when times get tough because nobody can prove it works. That's a huge problem.
Exactly. And his core argument is that you can't just look at sales volume and say our campaign caused that. Sales get influenced by 1 million things, the economy, competitors, and product quality. He uses this great analogy. Attributing a sales spike to a marketing campaign is like saying a rising tide lifted your boat because you painted the hull.
That's such a good way to put it. So the fix is a structured process. He introduces a 5-level framework for evaluation. Let's walk through those, because that's the meat of the book.
Yes. Level 1 is reaction and planned action. Basically, did people like the ad? Did they find it useful? It's the easiest data to collect, but it's also the least valuable. Someone can love a commercial and still not buy anything.
Level 2 is learning. That measures whether the audience actually learned something from the campaign. Did brand recall go up? Did they understand a new feature? It's a step up, but still not action.
Level 3 is where it gets real, application and implementation. That tracks actual behavior. Did they visit the website? Download a white paper? Request a demo? That's a stronger indicator, but even then, behavior can be misleading. Someone might download something out of curiosity, not buying intent.
Then level 4 is business impact. This is the concrete stuff, sales volume, market share, and customer retention. You can finally point to real-world changes. But Phillips says even that's not enough.
Right, because level 5 is the holy grail, return on investment. You take the business impact from level 4, convert it to monetary value, subtract the full cost of the campaign, and divide by the cost. That gives you a percentage. A campaign that costs $100,000 and generates $300,000 in profit has a 200% ROI. That's the number CFOs understand.
But the real magic is how you isolate the campaign's effect from all the other noise. That's the part one struggle with most. He suggests control groups. Run the campaign in one region, but not another that's otherwise identical. The difference in sales is your impact.
That's the gold standard. But it's not always practical. So he also offers trend line analysis. Look at sales before the campaign, project the trend forward, and see if actual sales exceed it. Or expert estimation, where you ask sales managers to estimate how much of a sales increase was due to marketing. It's subjective, but you can add rigor with confidence percentages.
And then there's the tricky part, converting intangible benefits into dollars. Like, how do you measure the ROI of a brand building campaign? He says if a benefit is important, you have to find a link. For example, a strong brand lets you charge a premium. If you can charge 10% more than a generic competitor, that premium is a direct monetary benefit of your branding.
Right. Or increased customer satisfaction reduces churn. The value of that reduced churn is what you'd spend to acquire new customers to replace the ones you lost. He always advises underestimating the value to maintain credibility with finance. Overpromising is a sure way to lose trust.
I also appreciated his warning against data paralysis. You can collect so much data that you can't see the forest for the trees. He says focus on a few KPIs tied directly to strategic goals. If your goal is market share, measure market share. Everything else is noise.
And he addresses the human side too. Some marketers are afraid measurement will reduce their creative work to a spreadsheet. But he argues it's actually a shield. A proven track record gives you the confidence to ask for bigger budgets and take bolder risks. It elevates marketing from a service provider to a strategic partner.
He also talks about tailoring your ROI report to different audiences. The CEO wants the big picture and bottom line. The sales team wants to know how the campaign helps them close deals. The creative team wants to know which messages resonated. A single document doesn't work for everyone.
And then there's the chain of impact. Marketing doesn't directly cause a sale. It influences a chain of events, awareness, interest, consideration, purchase, loyalty, and advocacy. An effective ROI model tracks that whole chain and assigns value at each link. If you only measure the final sale, you miss the value of a loyal customer who refers 10 friends.
Timing matters too. Some campaigns pay off in a quarter, others take a year. A campaign that breaks even quickly isn't necessarily better than one that takes longer but generates a much larger total return. You have to account for that time lag.
And he also warns against misusing ROI. Some activities, like maintaining a corporate website or handling a PR crisis, are necessary costs of doing business, not investments. Forcing an ROI calculation on them is a waste of time. And you shouldn't compare ROI across completely different campaign types. A brand awareness campaign and a direct response campaign have different objectives and cost structures. Use ROI to compare similar campaigns and track improvement over time.
So the big takeaway for me is that ROI is not a math trick. It's a management philosophy. It's about accountability and continuous improvement. It gives marketing a language to bridge the gap with finance.
Absolutely. And honestly, if you want to go deeper, the whole library is over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 for lifetime access.
That's a great resource. So Sophie, final thought?
Phillips proves that marketing is not a gamble. It's an investment, and like any good investment, it deserves rigorous and honest accounting. We'll see you in the next one.